get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be when we all see Jesus. We'll sing and shout the victory. Oh, sing the wondrous love of Jesus. Sing His mercy and His grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, He'll prepare for us a place. One glimpse of Him in glory will the toils of life repay. Oh, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory. Here we go. Onward to the prize before us.
Yeah.
a stimulation by revelation down in my heart. Down in my heart. Where? Down in my heart. I got the stimulation by revelation down in my heart. Down in my heart. So very happy, I got the revelation in my heart, and I'm so happy, so very happy, I've got the revelation in my heart. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Really, how happy are you for that revelation? To you today than any other day. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. Oh, I'm pretty happy. Of course, I always say that, but I am happy. Brother Branham says a real son and daughter of God should always be happy. Amen. Because I know who I am. Amen. I got confidence that I know he's revealed it to me who that I am. Amen. Has he revealed it to you? Amen. Oh, yes. May be seated. I'd like to welcome everybody here and from all the nations from around the world. Amen. To the end of the third day. Amen. 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 Let's thank people. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. It's the top of the restored tree, and we are the fruit that is being ripened. And the only way that we can be ripened by listening to the resurrected Jesus Christ, which is on the tapes. May be seated. Maybe I should just have you keep standing, because I got a lot of quotes I want to read. And I know you're going to be happy. Amen. We have some special guests with us tonight, our brother Forsberg and his wife. They're here, Brother Forsberg from Norway. Where are you? He's here. Would you stand up, brother? You've probably seen him on the internet a lot, the work he does in Norway. God bless you, Brother Forsberg. They got their sons with them, too. I'm sorry. God bless you, Brother Forsberg. We also have our brother, a distributor, Brother Francisco. He's from Mexico. He's a distributor from, does the Spanish work in Mexico. Him and his wife, where are you, Brother Francisco? Where is he at? There he is. God bless you. Amen. Tape people from around the world. Amen. One day, everybody that's listening in, all that bride, we're all going to be together in one place at one time. And it's pretty soon. California's shaking. Woo!
the name of the Lord. You may be seated. I was telling the brothers back there, as I heard that it was, and so I went to my phone and I read one of the news articles, and they were saying one of the worst things that could happen. It says, well, that San Angelo's fault that's going there said if it happened, it could go all the way up to the Dead Sea, the Salton Sea. And it's like, we knew that prophecy years ago, man. It's going to happen. Amen. And then we're going to be gone. Woo! Praise the Lord. Amen. It's the sign of the time. Amen. There's so much that it is that we could say. We could go on and on and on. You've seen the testimonies of Sister Diane Sutton, the healing of cancer that she is. Where are you? You here tonight, Sister Diane? There you go. God healed her of cancer. Our brother Micah Strunk, he's in the hospital. I know that he's listening in. They're amazed at what's happened to the man. He should have died. No. Give him back. Nope. Nope. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I've been healed. I don't know what of, but I had A1. I'm healed. So are you. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And who else can say that? Amen. Only the bride of Jesus Christ. Only that fruit on the top of the tree. How many of you enjoyed your Easter weekend? Oh, sorry. Oh, it was wonderful. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. Sorry to keep you up and down like that. We're so happy. It was a wonderful weekend. So timely that the Lord, the messages, that an indictment for the second crucifixion of the Lord Jesus. And truly, it's what it is. It's the day and time that we're living in. It's scripture being fulfilled before our very eyes today. And then the restoration of the bride tree. Oh, how would you guys like to hear that here in the church together? Yeah. Praise the Lord. I know that it's long, but such a blessing. I just kept Brother Samuel. I get to the end, I just scrub all the way back. And I get to the end, scrub all the way back. There's so many hidden nuggets that are in there. And so many of them, they're not even hidden. They're just right there in front of you. Praise the name of the Lord. Would you like to hear what day that we're living in? Amen. Amen. Once again, you're going to hear prophecy being fulfilled in our very day. Listen close now. I'm going to shoot a magnum. Amen. It's an Easter again for the true believers of his never failing word. Amen. Amen. The royal seed has been hid in the roots. The word hid back here in this word for years and years and years. And just now begin to be revealed. Amen. Amen. Prophecy. It's Easter time, predestinated from the foundation of the world. This church is beginning to stand. Amen. That's us. That's us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. You may be seated. You know, in old times, that first tree, he said, was killed. That first tree, he said, was killed. He said, plumb down to the roots of the tree. He said that he killed it, that vicious thing. But who was that tree? He was God's prophet tree. Why? He preached all the perfect word of God. For he was the word of God made manifest. Amen. He was the perfect prophet tree that preached the perfect prophet word that brought forth the perfect prophet fruit by the perfect word of God. Amen. It was God speaking in human lips. Amen. Amen. So today, once again, we're hearing it, the fully restored perfect tree. Because Brother Branham, what he was saying there, he was talking about the Lord Jesus. He said that was that perfect one to come. That was the first fruit. But today, we're hearing that same thing again today. So what is it today? It's the perfect prophet teaching perfect prophet's words with perfect prophet signs, perfect prophet results, perfect fruits of the Spirit. By a perfect prophet preaching a perfect message. Amen. Amen. Woo! Do you believe that?
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. You may be seated. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. It just blesses my heart. The perfect word, the perfect prophet, everything. It's exactly the same thing because it's been restored once again. Then he said during that time, he said that first bug that came along, he said, was that palmer worm. And he says, what did that palmer worm eat? He said, it eat Christ, the very fruit of the tree. There it was. He says, he went after him. He killed him. He says, right there. And he says, then second came the locust. And he says, what did that locust eat? He said, it was the leaves. He says, what's that? He said, it was the clapping of hands and rejoicing. Yes. I guess we showed tonight that we restored that back, ain't we? Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Amen. Yes. He never killed nothing. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. He said, then that third bug, he says, was that canker worm. And he says, it went into the bark of the tree, and which was the covering. He said, it was the religion. He says that it killed the religion, that bug. He says, then came the fourth stage of that bug. He said, was that nasty caterpillar. It was nasty. He said that that thing was a destroyer. He says it sucks the very life out of the tree. It goes right down to the roots of the tree. He said it was the fruit, the leaves, the bark, and the life. So Satan thought, when that happened, I got him. So he said, I got him. I killed him. I got it. It's finally over. I thought I had him here, that prophet told us. I thought I had him here. I thought I had him here. I thought I had him here. But I got him now. But the word says, I will restore, saith the Lord. And we are that restoration. Praise the name of the Lord. Listen to what he says here. Just as sure as he raised Jesus out of the grave under 3 days, under 3 dispensations, under this are 3 sections, he is going to raise the church to the fullness and power again. I will restore, saith the Lord. I will bring that bride out just like she was back there. Amen. Praise the Lord. And with the same signs, the same fruit, the same things that they did, I'll bring her back again. I will restore, saith the Lord.
Amen.
So we are with the same signs, the same fruit, the same power, the same everything that he restored back. Here we are. We are that fully restored church back again that he promised. Amen. That's who you are today. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. Amen. He just thought he had something. He has nothing. because it came back again. In fact, he told us not even fully restored. He said greater things. Amen. Greater things are we going to do than that first church did. Amen. We're talking about squirrels. We're talking about healing. We're talking about ask and I'll give you what you want. That's what we got. Praise the name of the Lord. You may be seated. How wonderful. When he said he was going to restore it, he's not only going to give us what they had, he's going to give us more. Amen. Because it goes into perfection. Amen. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. If you notice, it was the opposite. It come from Christ and he went down to the roots. Now we go from the roots back up to the fruit again. Praise the name of the Lord. Speak things into existence. And he did it to prove it to us that it was for us. Remember reading last week, he said it was for the bride. Amen. It's for us to do it, not just the prophet, the bride. Amen. Because we're all one with him. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said by four death messengers that he killed that first tree. Right. Remember hearing that? Amen. It's really important. He says, but by four life messengers. Amen. He says, I will restore that tree. Amen. We are that restored tree, and we know them life messengers. He says, by spiritual revelation, we know that perfect prophet told us, the four messengers. Now, Sunday, he revealed a little more to his bride. Amen. Okay, listen. One of them, Martin Luther, he began to shine a light. There was a little light, just a small strength of justification. And along came Wesley, stronger sanctification. And after Wesley comes stronger than him, Pentecostal, the baptism of the Holy Ghost in another great prophet. Let that sink in. But in the last days of Malachi 4, Elijah is to come with the very word. So not only was our messenger that great prophet of the Pentecostal baptism of the Holy Spirit, he is the Malachi 4 with the word. Amen. Both of them. Another prophet. There's only one seventh church age messenger. It's the only time ever that filled two of them that he did it. That's what he said. Amen. How do you hear that word? Let's let Elijah tell us. Father God, into your hands I commend this message. Though it's been chopped up some way, I pray that the Holy Spirit will go with it on these tapes and across the nation. So the Holy Spirit is on them tapes. Wherever them tapes go, the Holy Spirit goes. Praise the name of the Lord. What will happen when you listen to these tapes? He even tells us that. And if I shall be taken from this earth, prophecy. Amen. There's the prophet telling us right now.
Amen.
May this live.
Amen.
It's your word.
Amen.
Let the evening light shine,
Amen.
Lord, and let it bring forth this glorious bride of Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Will bring forth the glorious bride of Christ. You may be seated.
Amen.
Amen. Isn't that wonderful?
Amen.
I mean, he tells us, how can they not see it? They're just blind. But to the bride of Jesus Christ, it's spiritual food. It feeds her soul. It's a revelation from Christ that he give us to know that we're doing exactly the right thing. Staying in this word, staying in the message. That Holy Spirit goes on those tapes. It is. It is tonight. What we're going to hear tonight. It was spoken for us tonight.
Amen.
More tonight than it was then.
Amen.
There's even more proof if you want to hear it.
Amen.
It's good. How important are each of you? You wonder how important each of you are? He tells us. He tells us how important each one of us are. Listen. If he is the bridegroom tree, do you believe it?
Amen.
From the Garden of Eden?
Amen.
Amen. Then the bridegroom tree without the female don't bear fruit. So he's got to have a bride tree. She has got to be born of the same material, the word made flesh in the tree.
Amen.
It's the same life in the female tree, the bridegroom tree, as it is in the bride.
Amen.
God cannot produce the fruit without us.
Amen.
So how important are you? He can't have no fruit. You are the fruit.
Amen.
So he's got to have each one of you to produce the fruit.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Oh, I'm happy to be that fruit. He said that bride was sighing and crying for us to come into that perfection because it can't happen until we come there. He has to have us. That is the restoration.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Then if we are that fully restored female bride tree, then we are heir to all things.
Amen.
And we possess all things.
Amen.
Everything belongs to us. Everything that he gives us belongs to us. Everything that's in that word, all those promises, it is to us. It all belongs to us. Amen?
Amen.
So no matter what it is, we can speak it.
Amen.
Now we're coming into that perfection. Brother Bram said to speak that word.
Amen.
But we're the bride. He said to speak it.
Right.
He says, and when Satan attacks us, we have the scriptural authority to demand it.
Amen.
Not to say, oh, please. We demand it.
Amen.
Because we have the authority to do it. And he says, we say, Satan, lay it down. You took it from me. I'm serving you notice. I am the fruit on the top of the tree. Give it back. I'm the heir to all things. Give it to me. It's thus saith the Lord. Give it back. Give it back to me. Authority to demand it back from him. It's not in here. It's his word. It's here. It's in the heart. It's in our soul.
Amen.
That we know that we have that authority to do it. We know now, without a doubt, we're the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We know it.
Amen.
God, give us that revelation, that we see it, that only the bride can have. So no matter how much Satan torments or pulls, we know that we're that bride of Jesus Christ. So he says, we're heir. He's going to tell us all about it tonight. Everything that is ours.
Amen.
You know what's so wonderful? And I love that how Brother Branham tells us Melchizedek. I love that Melchizedek. I even just love that word Melchizedek. It's power and it's authority because it's the word. He says, and then when the battle was over, they took the communion. Oh, one glorious day. Our battles are over. We got to fight. It's a paradox. Our battles are over. We got to fight. He said, you're going to have to fight for every inch of it. But it's okay to fight when you know you win. I know I'm going to win, so it's easy to fight. It's if you don't, amen. I'm going to win. You're going to win. Praise the Lord. I love how Brother Rand says on there, it's not only for us. It used to puzzle me. It's like, Lord, sometimes it's somebody else. You have in faith for them. And he says, you'll hear him tonight talk about it. He says, say a brother, a friend, or somebody that you know, they got cancer, they got sickness, they got so-and-so. You go after them. Give them back. He said, as Abraham said, your inheritance, is it your father, your mother, your children? Your grandfather, whoever it is, give them back. Amen. It's my inheritance. You give it to me. It belongs to me. And I won. So you don't have to play the mind game with him. You got to fight for it. But you won. You've won. The minute you say it, you've won. You've already won. You just have to say, I accept that, Lord Jesus. I just accept it, Lord Jesus. We don't have to go back, well, I wonder, I think, I know. I know. Just as well as you know who you are. Then if you know who you are, then you know that's for you. You know it belongs to you. And it doesn't matter what it looks like. It's like Brother Branham, people come up and say, hey, where's Orville and Shelby Wright? That's Sister Hattie's two boys. I don't care where they are. I don't care what they're doing. They're saved. God give them to her. They're saved. Amen. You might still have the symptoms. You might still be sick. You might person this, or the kids might be doing that, or whatever. It don't matter. It's yours. It's yours. It belongs to me. He gave it to me. He died for me, and he gave it to me. It's just mine. It's that simple. We try to get it complex. We try to figure it out. Satan wants us to always those terrible mind games. Loser. Loser man. Loser man. Every day we are stronger. Amen. Don't you feel that inside of you? Oh, it's glorious. There's nothing like it. It's like, Lord, this is a reality. This is really happening. It's really happening to me. I feel it. I know that it's here. It's not an emotion and everything like that. It is. Brother Ram says, you ain't got emotion, you're dead. We can't help it. I will restore, saith the Lord. So we got to clap. He restored it. We got to sing hallelujah. He restored it. We're just the restored church. Hey. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Praise the wonderful name of the Lord. It's so wonderful to be living in this day and time. To see scripture being fulfilled, that we are scripture.
Amen.
That restored bride tree he was talking about. He had to bring the message back then, but for now.
Amen.
It's now. It's now is the time. Now is the season. We see it. We see it with our natural eyes. I love looking at dandelions. I like driving down the road and it's like, man, spring's in the air. I see the daffodils. I see the blooms on the trees. How beautiful it is. It's like, man, spring's in the air, the sunshine. Things are coming to life. life is coming back. They've been hid in the root of the trees for a long time.
Amen.
It's been cold and it's been nasty and everything else, but now it comes out. Brother Bram says, and it might be, we can hear him on the tape, he says, we might have some late winters. Amen. We see that in the natural. I was praying Saturday and I opened up the curtains and it's snow on the ground. It's okay. But the daffodils were still blooming. The dandelions were still blooming. The buds were still on the trees. We're here. Nothing can stop them trees from blooming. They're going to bloom. The roses are going to bloom. The grass is going to grow. We're blooming. Ain't nothing going to stop us because that we're in the presence of the Son that he talked about, listening to the Holy Spirit that's on the tapes, the anointing, which is the perfect word of God brought by the perfect prophet to a perfect people, the perfect word. We believe it. It's all perfect. Perfection once again. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What day are we living in? Let's let him tell us once more. You know, there's just nothing like the prophet. It just is nothing. You know, when we go to make a blog on the internet at the Voice of God, the brothers do a wonderful job. They really do a wonderful job. Amen. And also the Lifeline with all the brothers, Brother Adam and his brothers, they do. It's wonderful. Brother Joe. But when you hear that voice and they play a quote, it's just the best. It might be the greatest whatever, but man, when you hear that voice and you hear that quote, it's like, man, you can't top that. It's just the best. So let's let him tell us. At the end of the third day, remember what I said when we started? This is the end of the third day. He appeared and showed all of them his resurrection sign that he was living the same yesterday, today, and forever. Living fruits of his presence. Living fruits of his presence. Are you getting it? What is happening this very day? More prophecy being fulfilled. Was manifested at the very end of the day. When he appeared to all of them in his church. Amen. Listen. Amen. Why? They all got together at the end of the third day. We're all getting together around this word at the end of the third day. He's coming. Amen. Let us bow our heads. Praise the name of the Lord. That is scripture being fulfilled. You know, when I write those words down, it's like, Lord, this is prophecy that's in your Bible, and I'm seeing it with my very eyes being fulfilled right before me today. He's bringing his bride together. What he did in the first time, he said he's always the same. He never changes. He never changes his program. He always does it.
Amen.
People can't get over it's a one-man message. It's a one-man message.
Amen.
He never changes his program. It's always the same.
Amen.
We do need man of God. Point him to this messenger.
Amen.
That's the absolute.
Yes.
That's perfection. That is the word of God.
Yes.
But it is through, he said, I will restore it. Everything back again. That's what he told us. They eat it. It was gone. But we see it coming and coming and coming and coming. Now we're living in that day. We are that day. And we love you for it, Lord Jesus. We want to thank the Lord tonight for all of his goodness and his mercy to us, for everything that he's done for us. He is risen. He is risen. He is risen and ascended. And then he has come back again to prove to us that he is here living with us. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we just love you tonight. We just want to thank him for all that he's done. Thank him for a wonderful Easter weekend that we had, and a time of fellowship with him, just to praise him and tell him how much that we loved him. And then to thank him for tonight, that what he's done to store up this food, to hear this word tonight, that we can come together united. We all don't know what he has in store for us, but now the bride is united underneath this word from around the world. Amen. He brought them all together, and we're together, united under this message, under this word. And if you have need of anything, he's already given it to you.
Amen.
We've already got our prayer card. We've already accepted it. But it is, Lord, just help me. I know I've won the victory. The victory is mine. Just be with me, Father. Would you raise your hand and say, Lord, give me more of you. More of you. That's the desire of my heart, Lord Jesus. More of you. Let the world see that ripened fruit at the top of the tree, Lord. For I truly believe that I am, Lord Jesus, and you are, and you've restored me back. And we love you tonight from the depths of our heart, Lord Jesus.
Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel. God is with us, blessed Redeemer, living Word. Oh, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Name above all.
Every need is supplied. Thank you, Lord, for calling us out, for giving us the revelation. We love you, Lord. Lord, we think about it, how that you told us we're restored back, Lord, to all that we lost. We thank you, Lord, for your great love that you shed abroad in our hearts. You went to Calvary, Lord, and you made the way and paid that debt. Thank you for the prophet and messenger that you sent, Lord, that restores all things back to us. Thank you, Lord. You're always on time. Lord, you're perfect in every decision. Every need is supplied, Lord. All we can say is thank you, Lord, for healing us. Thank you for saving us. Thank you for filling us with the Holy Spirit. Thank you for giving us the revelation. Thank you, Lord, for all things. That, Lord, when a brother falls, Lord, we can go out there by that authority you've given to us. Satan, give it back. Our sister falls and a cancer gets upon her or something. Satan, give it back. Oh God, thank you so much for the victory, Lord. Lord, just thinking how your prophet said, Lord, on this message, Abraham wasn't trained. His servants wasn't trained. Just cattlemen, just farmers, but had rusty knives that they had found laying on the ground. But when those kings came and took all those people and Lot, he went after his brother. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Went after his brother and took it back. And then they said, oh, you can have it. He says, I won't even take a shoestring. I won't take nothing, being that you'd say you'd made Abraham rich. But then, Lord, he give a tithe to Melchizedek, Lord. How wonderful, Lord. We just love you. Thank you so much, Lord, and for your bride that's gathered around the world. Lord, once again, your bride is united under this seventh angel messenger, Lord. The anointing is on the tapes, Lord. Lord, bless and be with them, Lord. Encourage every heart, Lord. Speak to them, Lord, and meet every... We know you've already done it, Lord. Thank you so much. We just invite you, Lord, into this service, Lord, and around the world, Lord. We invite your presence. And Lord, at the end of this message, Lord, we just want to dedicate and consecrate our heart fully, Lord, unreservedly to you, with both hands lifted, Lord, and not only our hands, but our heart, that all that we are, Lord, we dedicate to you. Lord, we want to be yielded vessels, Lord, to you. We commit ourselves to you now for the hearing of the word. Just may our hearts be prepared, Lord. We love you. Bless and be with us now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Jesus, name above.
So happy to be here. So thankful to know, to be able to see our own position in Him. You know, just how encouraged our hearts must be. I know mine is tonight. I was thinking of that song I was hearing the tape this morning, and the song that I just love to sing to worship Him is All Hail King Jesus. All Hail Emmanuel. For He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Let's just sing that with all of our hearts tonight to Him. All hail King Jesus. All hail Emmanuel. The King of Kings. The Lord of Lords. The bright morning star. The bright morning star. just one more time.
Greater is he that is in me, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your love and mercy, Lord, that you give to us, Father. Thank you for this church, Lord, and that I can say that I'm one of them, Father. We love you, Lord Jesus. We ask, Father, that you bless these tithes and offerings for their intended use. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen.
Oh, greater is he that is in me. Yes, greater is he. And he rolled them in. See myself, and they just mean that much more. And this song, oh yes, I'm a child of the King. That's personal. For His royal blood now flows in my veins. Amen. I believe that with all of my heart. Oh yes.
Child of the King.
king. Let's try the first verse. Once I was clothed in the rags of my sin. King of all kings, in pain.
be seated. How thankful we are to once again to be gathered together, united together from around the world to come and hear God's seventh angel messenger bring us the message, Amen. Possessing all things. Truly, we believe that we are that restored bride tree again. So let us claim exactly what is ours, because it belongs to us. This message was recorded 56 years ago in order to feed it to you now, because now we're ready to eat it. It was stored for us, that spiritual food, for this night so that we could eat it. The fruit is ready for the word now. Come, Lord Jesus, bring us your word. Brother Branham, welcome.